भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. So today we're reading from 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is in the matter of withdrawal of the cosmic creations. So we're reading two verses today. Text 11 has the purport, text 10 no purport. I will read by myself text 10 and then we will recite all together text 11. Salabrikkanam stinam cha svairirninam suradvisa sakyani ahur anityani nutnam nutnam vichinvatam. Oh demons! This is Mohini Murti now speaking. Oh demons! As monkeys, jackals and dogs are unsteady in their sexual relationships and want newer and newer friends every day, women who live independently seek new friends daily. Friendship with such a woman is never permanent. This is the opinion of learned scholars. Text 11. Sri Sukha Uvacha Iti te kshvelitaistasya Asbasta manasosura Jahasur baba gambiram Daduschamrita bhajanam. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, iti, thus, te, those demons, kshelitai, by speaking as if jokingly, tasya of Mohini Murti, asvasta, grateful, with faith, manasa, their minds, asura, of all the demons, jahasu, laughed, baba gambiram. Although Mohini Murti was full of gravity, Dhadhu delivered cha also Amrita Bhajanam, the container of nectar. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, after the demons heard the words of Mohini Murti, who had spoken as if jokingly, they were all very confident. They laughed with gravity, and ultimately they delivered the container of nectar into her hands. Everybody please repeat. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, after the demons heard the words of Mohini Murti, who had spoken as if jokingly, they were all very confident. They laughed with gravity, and ultimately, they delivered the container of nectar into her hands. Purport. The personality of Godhead in his form of Mohini was certainly not joking, but talking seriously with gravity. The demons, however, being captivated by Mohini Murti's bodily features, took her words as a joke and confidently delivered the container of nectar into her hands. Thus, Mohini Murti resembles Lord Buddha, who appeared Sanmohaya Sura Dvisham to cheat the Asuras. The word Sura Dvisham refers to those who are envious of the demigods or devotees. Sometimes an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cheats the atheists. Thus, we see here that although Mohini Murti was speaking factually to the Asuras took her words to be facetious. Indeed, they were so confident of Mohini Murti's honesty that they immediately delivered the container of nectar into her hands, as if they would allow her to do with the nectar whatever she liked, whether she distributed it, threw it away, or drank it herself without giving it to them. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, Canto 8, Chapter 9, Text 11 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord incarnates as Mohini Murti. Om Agyananti Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Bhakta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kipa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasani Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Sukha Ubacha Iti Tekshvela Taistasya Asbasta Manaso Sura Jaha Surbhava Gambiram Dadushchamrita Bhajanam Sukadev Goswami continued the narration of this one of the longest epic or story from the Srimad Bhagavatam between the demons and the demigods trying to attain the nectar or amrita so that they will live almost immortal, an immortal person. The demigods knowing the demons, knowing that the demigods live already like an immortal lifespan. This is compared to the human beings. They live for so many, many millions of years. Like Lord Brahma, 311 trillion years compared to our life. In Kali Yuga, it says 35 years old, you're considered as already old. So what is 311 trillion years? That's quite a lot. Almost immortal, but still they have to die. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna, down from the highest Lord Brahma to an insignificant insect, an amoeba. They all have to die. No one remains here alive. So, the demons, they want to find out what is the secret of this immortality, long lifespan of the demigods. And the Supreme Lord, He created an situation. He created a situation whereby, yes, that will be created in such a way that they will be able to share this immortality. But if you give this lifespan to the demons, like that of the demigods, then it'll create havoc. It'll create more trouble. So the Supreme Lord told them that, yes, you can have a truce. We've heard a temporary ceasefire of the fighting, because demons and demigods are always fighting. And therefore, the Mandara mountain was made into like a churning pot, and Vasuki as the rope, and Adi Kurma as the pivot. Mandara mountain was so heavy that actually they dropped the Mandara mountain, and the only person who can save the Mandara mountain to be afloat in the ocean of milk is the none other than the Supreme Lord. And so while doing this, many, many elements came out. Even Lord Shiva came to take the poison, because he is the only one who can save. He can drink the poison and not getting affected. And then eventually, out of nowhere, Mohini Murti came, because now the nectar came out. And who will take the nectar first? Who will take the pot? That's actually, Danvantari was there also. She's the one who collected the nectar. It's like we have this Kumbh Mela happening very soon in the month of January and February. We have an ISKCON camp there. Sanak Sanatan Prabhu and his crew already got our land. And people go there to take part of this, because the four drops of Amrita were also fall into four places: Nasik, Ujjain, Haridwar, and Allahabad. Allahabad, Prayagraj. There's a Kumbh Mela there every 4 years, every 12 years, every 122 years or something. 12 times 12, if you're good in math, quickly. 144. Okay, you're good. 144 years. This is like rare. Prabhupada went there also, but not to take the Amrita, because this, if you go there at the right time, right moment, this Amrita is supposed to be dropping from the celestial sky, and you take deep or take a bath, then you're supposed to be liberated. So Prabhupada didn't go there to be liberated. Prabhupada says we don't go to Kumbhamela like the normal general people to get liberation, but we go there to preach. We go there to distribute the holy name, distribute books, and distribute prasadam. We have every day prasadam distribution there made available for the famous, one of the most famous for prasadam, and books, thousands of books being distributed. So this Amrita now, they're gonna fight now. Who's gonna take it first? If the demons will somehow have the chance to drink it first, maybe there'll be none left with the demigods, and therefore it'll be a big problem, big trouble, and up there in the heavenly planets. It says actually that the demons, they enjoy more. Their enjoyment is uninterrupted. Unlike the demigods, because the demons, when they go to fight the demigods, then their enjoyment, sometimes King Indra's position is being usurped by the demons. But the demons, they have practically uninterrupted sense enjoyment, but they want it to be like really, really long. So now Mohini Murti came. Murti means form, and Mohini means deludes or eludes, or one who puts you into illusion. Evasive. That means something which, a form of the Lord which is so attractive. This is the only female incarnation of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord appears in as many as there are species of life. 8,400,000 species of life. As we've heard, many incarnation, boar incarnation, fish incarnation, horse incarnation, swan incarnation, so many different incarnations. However, Mohini Murti came specifically to delude the demons, because the demons, they have the upper hand. When Mohini Murti appeared, everyone was so captivated by her beauty. She was so beautiful. It's like a freshly, newly bloomed lotus, blackest lotus flower. Have you seen a black lotus flower? No? However, that's Mohini Murti. In this material world, Prabhupada says the last most beautiful thing that you will ever see is a lotus flower, especially blue lotus flower. And that is highly impossible to be seen. You have to go to the Himalayas and you will perform so much austerities, and hopefully you'll get darshan of that blue lotus flower. But here is blackest lotus flower. The complexion of Mohini Murti is compared. So everyone was captivated except the demigods. The demigods are sober. Their senses are controlled. But the demons, very lusty. As soon as they saw Mohini Murti, they become bewildered. They lost their senses. They lost their judgment. They completely forgotten what is the importance of this nectar. They just want to take advantage of the beauty and the presence of Mohini Murti. And therefore, when Mohini Murti asked, "You give me the nectar, the pot of nectar," just like a hand-picked husband, he will do anything and everything to the wife, because the wife is meant, the woman, her chastity, her shyness is the most powerful weapon. He says that for every successful men, there is always a woman behind. Gender-wise, woman is the fair sex, but they are the inspiration for the men. The men, they're the ones who supposed to give the guidance. And previously here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, that was yesterday, Maharaj was speaking, that the woman should be protected either by her husband, by her father, or by her grown sons. Otherwise, even before that, Chanakya Pandit was quoted by Srila Prabhupada, but never put your faith in a woman or a politician. But here, the demons, they're giving their faith. They trust Mohini Murti. You see, the Bhagavatam is so blunt. We have nothing against the woman, the opposite sex, but this is how it is said, this is how it is written. Why? Because woman wants always independence. That is the nature. Prabhupada says in one of the purports that women always want to become independent. Why? Because they are mostly self-centered. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada says. Self-centered. Self-centered means they want attention. They want to show off. However, if it is done according to the sastras, just like here, Manu Samhita says they need to be protected. If they're not protected, you cannot trust them. If they're protected, that means their self-centered is properly adjusted. Self-centered adjustment means if they are young, they should be protected by their parents, the father. They should not go out hunting for boyfriend and whatever. Or Prabhupada says in a purport, hunting and fishing. They should not be hunting and fishing. If it is a duty of the father to get them married. So if the parents made the arrangement for them, it's like in the Vedic culture, in the culture of spirituality, protection of the woman is the highest. There is no higher principle in spiritual culture than protection of women. Unfortunately, the modern day scenario, they're not being protected. Even here, in the land of Dharma, in India, that's why there's so many cases of rapes, physical abuse to the woman, because this is not being practiced. We have the highest rapes in the world. We just had one last Kartik, one of our devotees here. Because they want to be independent. Oh, being independent for them means I want to be equal with men. It's not. No, the women has their own role, the men has their own role to be followed. So, yes, instead Prabhupada says, it is the duty of the father to get their daughters married. Not necessarily that the father will try to find a suitable wife for the son. But it is a duty, topmost duty. As we mentioned earlier, no one. And due to this, they want to be independent. They dress half naked. They put so many things in their body to attract the opposite sex. If the woman are protected, the men are also protected. What does that mean? If the women are protected, that means the men are also protected from trying to enjoy the woman for sense enjoyment. Even in our society, is this just an observation? We've seen some of our ladies not dressing properly. They have their back, you know, they have their shirt almost exposed. So this will create an agitation to the men. We're supposed to control our senses. So we have to help each other in that way. When the husband has a chaste wife, the husband will be more inspired to do his role of responsibility, of giving guidance and direction for the family to be harmoniously living together, peacefully and happy. Prabhupada says, if there is a domination of the father towards the daughter will be happy. If the domination of the husband is there towards the wife will be happy. If the children, the grown-up children, are dominating over the mother, then the mother also will be happy. Now, domination doesn't mean slave. We are servants. Of course, servants means almost synonymous with slave. Slave, they also have a little bit of freedom. But the real freedom is being dependent. It is the opposite. In the material world, you want to be independent? That is weakness. In the spiritual platform, dependence means you are strong. It's like disciples, they depend on guru, they depend on sastra, they depend on the Vaishnavas, they depend on the Supreme Lord. In the material world, they depend on their knowledge, so-called knowledge. They depend on their temporary wealth or prowess, which is the contribution of that is that one will be in great difficulty. So Mohini Murti here is very, very clever. She's very clever. Even though we can say he's very clever because she is none other than the Supreme Lord. So she is clever because by her expressions, by her beauty, she captivated the nature of the demoniac personalities who are involved here to be able to control them. And this is nicely planned by the Supreme Lord. She knew, or he knew, the mentality of the demons. The demigods, they're quiet. They're satisfied. Santusta. They will not complain. Hey, no. This she cannot take because, you know, we have to have a part. No, they let them go. What's going on? Now, because the demons, they didn't know really the inner thinking or mind of Mohini Murti, because Mohini Murti will favor the demigods. The difference between the demons and the demigods is that the demons, they know there is God. They just don't accept His being the predominator. They don't accept His being the ultimate authority. Demons are like this. They know there is God, but they don't accept Him, His instruction. Now the demigods, they know there is God, but then they follow His instruction. So, even though samoham sarvabhutesu name dvischo siapriya, He's equal to everyone, the Supreme Lord, but still He favors the the demigods. He favors the devotees. And this is not a defect of the Supreme Lord. It's like a teacher. He will teach all the students. And some of the students, they will do their homework. And some of the students, they don't do their homework. But the teacher will be favoring those who are doing their homework. And they will teach them more and more and more. Sometimes they will have this, what you call the pet student. Right? Pet student. That doesn't mean he doesn't teach those who are not doing their homework. And even the demigods or the demons, even if they're killed by the Supreme Lord, they still get liberation. So the demigods, they're just sitting nicely. I mean, they're just watching what's going on. And then here, the Mohini Murti, she's very serious. But in the eyes, see, this is the tendency of one who is in illusion. He thinks that he is enjoying, but actually he is suffering. The cause of this bewilderment of the demons towards the beauty of Mohini Murti, thinking that she is just joking, they don't care whatever Mohini Murti will do with the amrita, with the nectar. Even if she's going to drink all of it, they don't know she is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether she will give it to the demigods, they don't even care about that. As long as they win over Mohini Murti. Because now their attention towards the nectar is secondary. Their attention now is to get Mohini Murti's to fulfill their lusty desires. Whether the demigods will get the nectar, it doesn't matter. Whether Mohini Murti will throw it out, they don't care. As long as Mohini Murti will get also attracted to them, the demons. Very, very interesting here. And Prabhupada says in the purport, thus Mohini Murti resembles Lord Buddha who appeared Sammohaya Sura Dvisa to cheat the asuras. Cheating, was a Prabhupada say, or in the Bhagavad Gita says, of gambling I am the cheat. If you're a cheater, Krishna is the greatest cheater. We cannot cheat Krishna. If we're cheating Krishna, we are the one who's cheating ourselves. We think that, oh yes, there is one story also. Prabhupada, I was hearing a class the other day. He wanted to cheat death. He wanted to cheat the Yamadutas. So what he wanted to do at the time of dying is that he will smear stool all over his body. So who would want to touch a person whose body is smeared with stool? Are you going to touch him? Of course not. So he was thinking that the Yamadutas will not touch him if at the time of death he will put stool all over his body. No way. You cannot escape that. Yamadutas will come if you are not following the principles of the scriptures. So the demigods are here. They are not envious, but the demons are envious. So sometimes the Supreme Lord will come to divert. Even though Lord Buddha is a Sakchavesh avatar, he is not directly Vishnu Tattva. He is a Jiva Tattva, but he is empowered to divert the attention of the atheists from abusing the injunction of the Vedas, saying that yes, you can eat animals. So he propagated this philosophy of ahimsa, non-violent. And then later on, this nature of being ahimsa also is not completely perfect. It's not completely perfect. Because what do you do? Being non-violent, what do you do after that? Actually, being violent means you are not helping the general people from getting out of this material world. That is violence. If you see someone who is suffering and you don't help him to become Krishna conscious, that is the real meaning of violence. Violence doesn't mean just slapping or harming. This is what we call the killer of the souls. Those who does not know the purpose of human form of life, then they are killer of the souls. And if you let them continue on with that process, then you become part of it. So here we see that Mohini Murti was speaking factually to the Asuras. She may be looking not chaste here, but actually that is completely chaste. She's completely beyond the description of being a materialist. She's just there because the occasion needs that there's a specific form of the Supreme Lord that will divert the attention of the demons from becoming immortal. And the beauty, as we mentioned earlier, the beauty of the woman is not the body. The beauty of the woman is her chastity, her tolerance, her shyness. Like Devahuti. Devahuti also, she belonged to monarch family. She is daughter of Swayam Bhuvamanu. And she chose, after hearing from Narad Muni about who is Kardama Muni, who is a sage. He doesn't own anything. He's poverty stricken. He just lives in his ashram performing austerities. But then he heard from Narad Muni about who is this Kardama Muni? How great he is. Very austere, self-controlled. Always meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So within her heart, she wanted Kardama Muni to be her husband. And Swayam Bhuvamanu and also his wife Sutarupa, they came to Kardama Muni and asked, please marry our daughter. And then through her chastity, even though she belongs to a very powerful family, very rich family, Swayam Bhuvamanu is the emperor of the world. Being an emperor of the world, that means you have so many maid servants. So, but Devahuti, she dressed herself like Kardama Muni. She became so skinny. She became so thin. Her hair started to become like, you know, matted. Not taking bath, but she is clean. Her clothes not washing, but still clean. She did whatever Kardama Muni was doing. And then eventually she was rewarded to have a Kardama Muni, after seeing Devahuti, that through her austerities, she won over Kardama Muni's sympathy and desire to fulfill her desire, because she wanted a son. So Kardama Muni, in order to escalate, in order to become more enticing to have a son, he produced an airplane, celestial mansion. That airplane went everywhere in different parts of the universe, went to Mandara. Is that where the demigods enjoy Sumeru, Meru Mountain, where all the demigods, including Kuberas and his female friends and everyone there, they went there on different places. And eventually, Devahuti gave birth to Kapila, one of the incarnations of the Supreme Lord who propagated the Sankhya philosophy. So, chastity of woman. Now we've seen, this is just an observation also, our movement will flourish if we protect our women, which is almost missing. Then the opposite though is that, yes, Prabhupada says we should call everyone as mothers except our own wife. But then they should also behave like mothers. That means those who are not married, they have to be a little bit more chaste, and shyness is their greatest weapon, not exposing themselves. They will help also the men to be able to control their senses. Hare Krishna. Any other points or questions here? Do you have a question? Huh? Yes. What's that? Difference between? Vishnu Tattva, they are the ones, they're the ones who are responsible for the Jiva Tattva. We depend on the Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means this is the category of Lord Krishna and his expansions. Their body are transcendental, they don't change. Jiva Tattva, we can be bewildered, we can be conditioned, and we can be in the category of Nitya. Nitya. Jivan Mukta. There is a Nitya Badha and Jivan Mukta Jiva. The difference is that the Lord, they don't change their body, therefore they remember past, present, and future. The Jiva Tattva, we change our body and therefore we forget. You even, Prabhupada says, you even forget. If you can try to recall what happened to you 3 days ago at exactly, let's say, 10:30 in the morning, where were you? What were you doing? Unless you're doing the same thing, routine every day. So Jiva Tattva, it could be conditioned soul or eternally liberated soul. Vishnu Tattva, they're always liberated. They are the source of everything. They come from time to time to deliver the conditioned souls to establish the principles of religion. We depend, jivas depend on the Vishnu Tattvas. That means the category of different incarnations. That is a short. Any other points? Where's the mic? Bhakta mic. Yeah.
He's saying that whenever you approach the Lord for something, if you approach the person for something that is not good for you, then you want to be a higher decision than you can do.
If you approach something which is not good for you, and
you approach the Lord for something that is not good for you, then the Lord will not give it.
He may or he may not give. It's different.
I understand, like the woman said, the nectar. And actually, the focus was now on morning worship.
Yeah, but they see it in a lusty desire to enjoy, not to serve. We also focus on the Supreme Lord's form, Radha Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, but not for enjoyment, to serve them. We focus on our spiritual master, but not for him to fulfill our desires, but to serve him. We should be very careful in this, focusing on our object of worship, not for our own benefit, but for his benefit. The demons, they focus on Mohini Murti, not for Mohini Murti's pleasure or benefit, but to fulfill their lusty desires. So the problem comes. As soon as we think something for ourselves, suffering comes, trouble comes. We think that we will enjoy, but we suffer more than enjoyment, because that enjoyment is temporary. So, was that the story of Krishna? He wanted to fulfill also the lusty desires of Kubja. But ultimately, Kubja transformed into become a devotee. Her heart transformed. These demons will not transform. It's like a fire. You try to extinguish the fire, and you're putting more and more gasoline in there. It will not get extinguished. Our purpose here is to control our desires by fulfilling Krishna's desire. Right? We control our senses by using our senses for Krishna's pleasure. We're using our senses for Krishna's pleasure. The demons, they think that by fulfilling their desires more and more for sense enjoyment, the desire for seeking more and more enjoyment will be eliminated. It will not. It is not possible. So many institutions are like that right now. Oh, you enjoy, no problem. You want to follow one of the four regulative principles? No problem. If you cannot follow the fours, at least follow one. How is that going to work? Prabhupada never compromised on this. If Prabhupada says, we're not here for popularity. We're not here for making many, many more followers, but they go to hell. We're here selling diamond, and not everyone can afford diamond. We're here for austerity. We're here for tapasya. We're here to follow what the Shastra says, Manu Samhita says, and try to follow that. This is not only 5,000 years ago or even before that good. This is more relevant right now, more than ever, and in the future. If we cannot follow this, our movement will not go anywhere. But because we're following or trying to follow it up to a certain extent, that means we are becoming successful every step. Anything else? Yes, ma'am. I call you Mataji. Huh? Okay.
Still, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Mohini Murti call herself a prostitute?
I don't think she... Did it say here?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What it says? Oh, son of Kashyapa Muni, I am only a prostitute. How is it? How is it that you have so much faith in me? A learned person never puts his faith in a woman. You see, because she came out of nowhere, kind of independent. Independent means at least somebody should be on her side, like a son or a father or a husband. So she compared to that, you see, this scenario is for us to learn. She is not a prostitute. She is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many places, women roam freely, even in the dead of night. So they're like prostitute. So Mohini Murthy, she was like, you know, she just came out of nowhere. Okay? And some places in the world, women are so protected. We should follow in their footsteps. In Saudi Arabia, a woman cannot go alone shopping. No. You cannot find a single woman. Now they passed the law that they can drive. Many countries like those, the women are protected, men are powerful. Women not protected, men are like henpecked. In some religions, you don't see the face of the woman. You only see this part. Everything is covered from head to toe. That is protection. That is protection. They said that the woman for us is like a valuable gem. You don't put the gem in a, you know, dirty cardboard box in a heap of rubbish area. No. In Vedic culture, even the, it says in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the wife of Advaita Acharya, Sita Devi, her body is completely covered. Even the sun cannot see her face. Right now, even in our movement, not so good.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Huh?
I have
personal? Okay. All right, we stop here. Thank you very much. Mohini Murthy ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Gaur Premanande.